In early 1917, the original Dixieland Jazz Band made the first jazz recording. Over the next 100 years, we've heard transcendent leaps of creativity and staggering virtuosity. We have experienced the music of crushing pain, breathless romance, anger, exhilaration, and humor. This is that story. 100 years of jazz recordings. From WTJU Charlottesville, your host, Russell Perry. In 1956, with Horace Silver's departure, Art Blakey inherited the Jazz Messengers. For the next 5 years, the Messengers took part in recording sessions that have resulted in almost 40 live and studio recordings. Also in this period, Blakey collaborated with players who became the stars of hard bop. In this hour, we'll hear from just some of those players. Trumpeters Kenny Dorham and Lee Morgan, pianist Bobby Timmons, and tenor saxophonists Hank Mobley and Wayne Shorter. Other band members such as Donald Byrd, Benny Golson, Freddie Hubbard, Jackie McLean, and Johnny Griffin will contribute to future programs in this series. Now first, Kenny Dorham. Kenny Dorham played trumpet with Charlie Parker in the late 1940s, another in a series of more introspective melodists such as Miles or Chet Baker that Byrd chose as his frontline partner. Dorham played with the Jazz Messengers in 1953 and again from 54 to 55, and with tenor saxophonist Hank Mobley, became important composers for the group after the departure of Horace Silver. In his book Hard Bop, David Rosenthal wrote, "Dorham was never a killer technically in the manner of Dizzy Gillespie or Clifford Brown, but along with Miles and Art Farmer, he has helped define an area of melodic invention and tonal nuance that greatly broadened the trumpet's range of expression." In 1956, Dorham recorded a classic live date from the Café Bohemia, projecting what Brian Morton and Richard Cook call, in the Penguin Jazz Guide, a slightly brooding, intensely thoughtful atmosphere. His group, the Jazz Prophets, included fellow messenger Bobby Timmons on piano, J.R. Monteros on tenor. Montrose had a slightly taut, almost strangled tone, delivered before and behind the beat, often in successive measures, thin, but curiously intense and highly focused. From the LP, Round About Midnight at the Café Bohemia, from May 31, 1956, the tunes Autumn in New York and Monaco.
this time we'd like to play another original composition of the organization, Monaco. Thank you.
Kenny Dorham and the Jazz Prophets performing Autumn in New York, and the Kenny Dorham composition, Monaco, from Roundabout Midnight at the Cafe Bohemia. After 3 years with Max Roach, tenor saxophonist Hank Mobley played with Art Blakey from 54 to 56 and again in 59 when he preceded Wayne Shorter. Joachim Ernst Behrendt wrote, "He had his own sophisticated style with a velvety tone that hangs like a veil over his long, seemingly self-perpetuating lines." In 1956, he recorded a masterpiece, Soul Station. Morton and Cook wrote, "Hank seldom took ballads at a crawl, preferring a kind of lazy mid-tempo, and If I Should Lose You is one of the best." Dig Dis is a top example of how tough he could sound without falling into bluster. Here, one can follow closely how he took from the masters of the swing generation, almost as if he prefers not to phrase like a bopper at all, even as he inhabits that idiom. It's a terrific record, and a virtually perfect example of a routine date made immortal by master craftsmen. From Soul Station, we'll hear If I Should Lose You and Dig Dis by the Hank Mobley Quartet. Hank Mobley on tenor, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. Thank you. Two tunes from the Hank Mobley Quartet, If I Should Lose You, and the Hank Mobley composition, Dig Dis. Jazz at 100 will return in a moment with the funky hard bop of Jazz Messenger alumnus Lee Morgan. Welcome back to Jazz at 100 and the Sons of the Jazz Messengers. After starting, as Dizzy's protege, with Gillespie's big band, Lee Morgan played with Blakey between 1958 and 1965 in two tours bracketing Freddie Hubbard. Ted Gioia, in the History of Jazz, describes Morgan as an impassioned improviser and, in many ways, the quintessential hard bop trumpeter. There was no brass player better able to extract the maximum amount of emotional energy from the bluesy, minor key groove numbers that categorized the new sound. Gioia wrote further, after leaving Blakey in 1961, Morgan recorded extensively as a leader for the Blue Note label and achieved a major success with his 1963 staccato funk outing, The Sidewinder, which eventually reached number 25 on the Billboard chart. Morgan spent much of the rest of his career trying to recreate this winning formula, although he was also capable of probing less jukebox-friendly artistic statements, such as Search for the New Land, an exquisite release recorded only a few weeks after The Sidewinder. Coming up, we'll hear Hocus Pocus by the Lee Morgan Quintet from The Sidewinder. The quintet is Lee Morgan on trumpet, Joe Henderson, tenor, Barry Harris, piano, Bob Cranshaw, bass, Billy Higgins on drums. And we'll follow that with The Joker from Search for the New Land, in this case, Lee Morgan with a sextet, which included Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Grant Green on guitar, Reggie Workman on bass, Billy Higgins on drums again. After the full-chested tenor playing from Joe Henderson on Hocus Pocus, note the more pinched legato of Wayne Shorter on The Joker.
Thank you.
The Lee Morgan Quintet performing Hocus Pocus and The Joker. Jazz at 100 will return in a moment with the hard bop compositions of Jazz Messenger alumni Bobby Timmons and Wayne Shorter. Welcome back to Jazz at 100 and the Sons of the Jazz Messengers. Now turning to Bobby Timmons. From 56 to 59, Bobby Timmons played piano with the Jazz Messengers, contributing several catchy lines to the book. Morton and Cook wrote, "Dat dare and moanin', between them guarantee Timmons a bit of jazz immortality." He also gave Art Blakey a hit with Moanin' and probably helped secure the Messengers' long tenure in hard bop. His characteristic style was a rolling, gospel-y funk, perhaps longer on sheer energy than on harmonic sophistication. So catchy were his melodies that Oscar Brown Jr. wrote lyrics to Dat Dare, attracting interpretations by singers from Mel Torme to Ricky Lee Jones, and Moanin' was given lyrics by John Hendricks. From the LP In Person, the Bobby Timmons Trio, Bobby Timmons on piano, Ron Carter bass, Tootie Heath on drums, performing the Bobby Timmons composition, Dat Dare.
Thank you.
The Bobby Timmons Trio from October 1961 performing Dat Dare. And now, Wayne Shorter. Wayne Shorter spent 4 years with the Jazz Messengers, then went on to significant contributions in Miles Davis's second great quintet and Weather Report. Ted Gioia wrote, "The addition of saxophonist Wayne Shorter in time for the 1960 release The Big Beat initiated a new expansion in the scope of the band, which was solidified by the arrival of trumpeter Freddie Hubbard and pianist Cedar Walton in 1961. Shorter's elliptical manner of improvising and composing would come to exert a decisive influence on the Messengers, signaling a break from the rhythm and blues orientation of the Morgan, Timmons, Golson unit. Already a solid soloist, Shorter blossomed as a composer during his Blakey years. The tunes This Is for Albert, Lester Left Town, Children of the Night, and other Shorter contributions bespoke a far greater sophistication than the rhythm and blues influence numbers that had dominated Blakey's late 1950s repertoire. From March of 1960, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers performing the Wayne Shorter composition, Lester Left Town, Lee Morgan trumpet, Wayne Shorter tenor, Bobby Timmons, Jaime Merritt on bass, and Art Blakey. We'll be right back. Lester Left Town, a Wayne Shorter composition by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Blue Note Records started in 1939 with sessions by Boogie Woogie pianists Mead Lux Lewis, Albert Ammons, and Pete Johnson, and New Orleans revival players like Sidney Bechet. With Horace Silver, and many of the artists played in the past hour on its roster, Blue Note became synonymous with hard bop in the decade following 1955. Comes as no surprise that with the exception of the one Bobby Timmons cut, all of the music we heard in the past hour was released by Blue Note Records. Composer, saxophonist Benny Golson and Gigi Grice both contributed briefly to the Jazz Messengers, but their greater legacy comes from the gentle, thoughtful elegance of their music with groups like the Jazz Tet, Golson's Sextet with trumpeter Art Farmer, and Grice's Quintets with Farmer. In his book, Hard Bop, Jazz and Black Music 1955 to 1965, David Rosenthal describes them as the lyricists, and they will be featured in the next hour of Jazz at 100. You have been listening to Jazz at 100, the history of 100 years of jazz recordings produced by WTJU Charlottesville and brought to you, in part, through a grant from the Virginia Endowment for the Humanities. For annotated playlists and additional resources, go to WTJU.net/Jazz100. There you'll be able to stream all previous programs in the series. This is your host, Russell Perry. Thanks for joining us.